The UN mission in South Sudan was shocked to receive initial reports of the deadly violence in Kajokeji County in central Equatoria state that claimed the lives of at least 27 people and left many others injured on the 2nd of February.
That's UNMISS spokesperson Linda Tom speaking in pre-recorded audio sent to South Sudan in focus. Nicholas Asom, the UN Secretary General's special representative in South Sudan and UNMISS chief, called their violence unacceptable. The same day, Pope Francis wrapped up his visit to the country, which was dubbed a pilgrimage of peace. Asom urged South Sudanese authorities to heed the Pope's message, investigate the killings, and hold the perpetrators accountable. Tom says at least 2,000 people, mainly women and children, have become internally displaced, including 30 unaccompanied children following the violence. She says UNMISS is gravely concerned about the resurgence of killings and violence stemming from long-standing tensions between cattle keepers and host communities in central Equatorial State and in other parts of the country. Central Equatoria State Information Minister Andruga Mabe told reporters Friday Governor Emmanuel Adilt held a State Council of Ministers meeting over the Kajokeji attacks and dispatched security forces to the area. Tom commended the government for taking action to protect civilians in Kajokeji.
The mission further welcomes the government's deployment of troops to the area to quell tensions and protect internally displaced persons. UNMISS is increasing patrols to the affected areas and engaging the authorities as well as community leaders to bring an end to these hostilities and seek peaceful solutions.
Over the past 2 weeks, Tom says the UN has recorded at least 45 deaths among unarmed civilians in Kajokeji and Mangalapayam, along with other parts of Central Equatoria State. Kajokeji Commissioner Panuel Dumo says at least 21 people were killed and two others were injured when suspected armed Dinka Bor cattle keepers from Jonglei State's Bor County were grazing the animals in Kajokeji attacked a number of villages. He said the herders savagely murdered unarmed civilians after unknown assailants assaulted their camps hours earlier, killing 6 herders and 48 animals. Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby, who accompanied the Pope to South Sudan, tweeted Thursday he was horrified by Kajokeji County attack on the heap of the religious leaders' pilgrimage to Juba. It is a story too often heard across South Sudan, Welby added. 2 weeks ago, gunmen killed more than 20 head of cattle reportedly belonging to the Bor community. Fighting between herders and residents over grazing and farming has continued for decades. President Salva Kiir ordered cattle herders in the Equatorial region to return to their place of origin. For VOA News, I am Deng Gading in Juba.